thank you. Why don't we move on? I think we've, unless there's any final questions on the consultative groups. So next up, we have a reporting protocol, and you, I think, will be, are we back to you?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. So Table 1G is an annual report on three due process matters. The first in relation to receipt of comment letters, which I'm going to say a few words about. The other two matters, you know, are in relation to availability of IFP papers to observers, firstly, and then secondly in relation to the board's dialogue, security and other regulators. In relation to those second two, the availability of board papers to observers and in relation to regulators, I have no particular points to bring forward to the committee. The paper sets out the detail there. The one point just to raise in relation to comment letter processing, and we've generally been looking at how we process our comment letters. We've been looking at ways through which we can strengthen the procedures around our comment letter database. One of the things that we did as part of this project was a completeness audit to look at all the comment letters we've received and be really to ensure that they've been published on our website. What we found was out of the 9,800 letters which we've been received covering the period from May 2010, when the database was first created, up until June of this year, we found just four which hadn't been published on our website. And so we took a deep dive in relation to those four letters. We found that one really related, really brief related purposes only, related to an online survey. We found that one was related to leases and the transition requirements, and it was quite a narrow transition point that was being made. The board did have extensive discussions of transition requirements on a, if you like, holistic thing. So we got some comfort from that. And then in relation to the all other aspects that were raised in the comment letters, the small number of comment letters were missed, we found that the board had in fact considered the comments made. So we don't feel that there was any, you know, any points that were really missed. That said, of course, we are taking the opportunity to strengthen the procedures. It's part of the thing, it's not a fully automated process, and evidently there is some manual intervention getting better off the database, to say for 4 hours, 9,800, but we are taking the opportunity to strengthen our procedures to make sure that
high standard of performance. If in the next 5 years it's four papers out of
9,800, I'm going to be happy with it, but I appreciate your effort to review the process and to try to get to zero defects. But 4 out of 9,800, probably not fair to our friends at Samsung, but that's a much higher standard than there. Let's see, where are we? We're to education. Oh, I'm sorry, Alan, please.
The trustees, I'm just looking at this 1,097 comment letters in the recent period received by the board. The trustees obviously don't look at about 97 letters. Is there a process by which the board identifies any of the comment letters or the subjects in comment letters that raise what could fairly be described as due process concerns, so that those issues are brought to the attention of the EPOC? Because we can't find the needle in the haystack, but you look through the whole haystack, and I'm wondering, is there an informal process? Is there a formal process? Is somebody thinking about that issue in evaluating the comment letters?
Well, it is a formal process. The staff, we bring a very detailed, I'd say very detailed summaries of comment letters to the board. And the board, because they're public, the board also has the option to read the letters as well. And if there are due process concerns, we would certainly bring them
to the board or to this committee?
To this committee.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the question and also thank you for that assurance.
Thank you.